This week in Chicago in 1940 saw the birth of music legend Herbie Hancock. He started playing classical piano at the age of 7, but eventually turned to jazz. And as part of Miles Davis's second great quintet, he redefined the rhythm section. This week in 1960, White Sox owner Bill Veeck unveiled Comiskey Park's exploding scoreboard.
Let's go, 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 White Sox!
Whenever a White Sox player hit a home run, it set off fireworks, screeching sounds, and 10 electronic pinwheels.
Chicago is proud of you.
Everything I've ever got in the world, I worked for it. Nobody gave me anything.
This week in 1983, Chicagoans elected their first black mayor. Harold Washington defeated Republican candidate Bernard Epton in a campaign filled with racial tensions.
I have a job to do. I've got places to go and things to do. And I approach this job just like any masterful surgeon when you have to cut out a cancer.
I would say it looks like the source of the water could be the river itself.
This week in 1992, thousands of workers were sent home from their Loop offices during the Great Chicago Flood.
I don't see any emergency crews near this swirl right now, but I think they may want to take a look. In fact, somebody might want to wake up the mayor.
More than 120 million gallons of water from the Chicago River poured into a network of freight tunnels under the Central Business District. The water rose into the basements of many downtown buildings, knocking out electricity and gas and causing $1 billion in damages. And that's just a glimpse of this week in Chicago. For more details, go to WGNRadio.com. Until next week, I'm Ann Johnsos.